Oh, hey, sweetie, you're home. How was work? Tiring as per usual? Oh, baby, come here. You're doing great, okay? You're working really hard. I know you don't like your job that much, and hopefully there are better opportunities in the future. But so far, I think you're doing great. You got this. Huh? They asked you to work overtime again? Are they that understaffed? I don't understand companies these days. But I don't think you should continue to push yourself like this. Sweetie, come on. First, they demand you to leave the house at like, what, 5 a.m.? And you barely even get breakfast. I leave food out on the table and you just rush out. I could try to just throw the food in your bag before you leave, but you might be too busy at work to even have a lunch break. Listen, baby, I'm just concerned. We barely even get to have a conversation anymore. And even when you come home, you're dead tired, and yet you don't even go to sleep. You go into your little office and you continue to work. You're not secretly doing other people's work, are you? Are you sure you're not being bullied at work, are you? Well, if you say so. But you really can't be overworking yourself like this. Look, if you say you're not burnt out, then I don't even know how else to explain it. You're barely taking any time for yourself, and even when I try to pester you about it, you get annoyed. Honey, I'm your girlfriend. Of course I need to care. And we also live together. I can kinda smell how stinky you are right now, and it's not very pleasant. All right, I'm half joking. I'm sorry. But you really do need a shower. How long has it been? A few days. You think I'm going to believe that? All right, how about this? Ask for the weekend off. What do you mean you can't? Of course, they're gonna say you're the only person they can rely on. That's not true, you know. Are your managers even doing any work? Hey, don't get pissy at me. I'm just. You know, I'm worried. What good company does this to their employees? If they're having trouble, then hire more people. I don't understand. All right, baby. Looks like we need to hold an intervention. I will call your office tomorrow morning. Let them know that you're not coming in for the rest of the week. You understand? Nuh-uh, I'm going to do it. Unless you do it yourself. Yeah, that's what I thought. I keep telling you to rely on me. Is that so hard? If you lose this current job, then that's fine. I have enough money to help us keep going for at least a few years, maybe? You can definitely look for a new job. What do you mean you don't have time for this? Are you gonna run into your little office again and do more work that you're forced to do? Come with me. You are not going to leave this room until you at least have 8 hours of sleep. Do you understand? I mean, if you sleep longer than that, then that's good too. But you are not going to work any further. Do you understand? Sweetie, I don't like being mad at you. You know that. And I know it's scary to see me like this, because it's probably the first time. But at the moment, I feel like I'm failing as your girlfriend. No need to apologize. I just, please do rest. The longer you stay up, the worse your performance is gonna get, and you're just going to submit some not very good work, and then you're gonna have to redo it. You're gonna spend more time and effort trying to redo your mistakes. Does that sound good to you? Right, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry for getting annoyed at you. I miss you. I miss seeing your smile and eating together with you. It's been so long. Now I just feel like we're roommates, I guess. But the kinds of roommates that you don't see each other outside of your own rooms. But please do take care of yourself. I'll try my best to nudge you into the self-care direction, and I'll continue to cook dinner for you, bring you the food. I love you, okay? I'm not going to leave you. Ever. I'll stay here by your side for as long as you need. Of course, I'll join you under the sheets. How could I say no to an invitation like that? There we go. You're all comfy now? You want to cuddle a little? Sure. I'll just wrap my arm around you like this. Be my little spoon. Is that comfy? We haven't done this in so long. Feeling your warmth pressing against me. So comforting. Now that you're gonna have a few days off, what would you like to make for you? Come on, It's okay to request anything. Sure, I'll make that. I'll make it as delicious as I can. And I'll even prepare your favorite dessert. Looks like I need to prepare a bath for you too. Of course, I'll join you.